Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about something that's an extremely fast-moving train, and that's digital marketing. That's a big term, but we really need to understand and get a little bit more granular with what we talk about data knowledge. And this data knowledge, just to kind of give you a perspective of what we're talking about here, it's understanding your customer, personalizing the experience, the purchase experience for your customer. And how do you do that? How do you gather this data? How do you become more knowledgeable about your consumer so you can provide something that is of value to them? And many times I talk about product, I talk about the opportunity to personalize the experience, being a lifestyle brand, being a market driver, whatever it may be. But there's also this huge component, which is very difficult, and many brands find it almost intangible. But with the speed of how digital marketing has evolved, it becomes more tangible. You know, so digital marketing has been moving at the speed of light. And I find the brands we work with, and you're not alone. If you feel like, how do I grab hold of this fast-moving train, or I'll be left in the dust? You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of brands on their digital marketing strategy who act as if it's 1999, not 2022. And more often than not, what they do is they kind of put their head in the sand. I call it the ostrich syndrome, is that they put their head in the sand and then hoping by the time their head comes out that things have changed. But unfortunately, they haven't. They've been passed by in what seems like generations in a matter of year or two. So it's really important that you understand, based on where we're at today and the evolution of our marketplace. Our marketplace has evolved from being this in-person, face-to-face retail marketing environment to direct-to-consumer. So it becomes more and more important for a brand, if you're going to be successful, is to understand your customer, your community, those who are loyal to you, and those who are repeat purchase. So it's really this lifetime value that many marketers talk about. But it's an extremely important component to you being successful in your digital marketing strategy. So it's challenging. I acknowledge that, to jump and stay on this fast-moving train without getting run over. But you must have a digital strategy that allows for what I call knowledge learning, meaning that as you gather data, being respectful of that data in your customer, but also being able to utilize that data for information or things, products, whatever they may need. They may be many times things that you don't sell. You know, I use the analogy of marathoners, runners. Yes, they buy apparel. Yes, they buy shoes, but they also want to know how to improve their stride, how to improve their endurance. So these are things that enhance the value of a brand to their consumer, but it's all driven by digital marketing and knowledge and database learning that they interpret and utilize to provide services to their customer to enhance their lifestyle experience with that brand, and as a result, increase loyalty and long-term value. So knowledge, the word knowledge, is the king of digital marketing. Knowing your customer, anticipating consumer needs, offering recommendations, and being proactive with those products or services that match those immediate needs. And I say immediate needs is post-purchase, things like that, or too late in the game. So it may be one thing that they purchased a particular style of footwear at a particular price point, at a particular location, and within a particular time frame. That's all data set knowledge you need to understand. But you need to get them pre-purchase, if at all possible. Get them pre-purchase, obviously, so you can have a conversion. That's the ultimate goal of the D2C, is to have a conversion. It's safe to have a click-through, but that just costs you money, and then eventually you want to have it converted to revenue. So companies like Amazon's are a model. And I know you're going to say Amazon, well, they're a multi-billion dollar company. But also, they've evolved over time. And there's a lot of hit or miss with Amazon. In the very beginning, they were obviously just a bookstore. And they evolved over time to be this massive, multi-category product company that everybody uses and we're finding on a day-to-day basis is indispensable for us. But they're a model of how to anticipate consumer needs. And that model is, it may be not to the scale of Amazon, but certainly can be incrementally implemented and emulated as to how they process digital, what they call digital AI. And this word AI is being thrown around a lot as well. You know, let me tell you, artificial intelligence is really effectively anticipation. It's the anticipation of a purchase. It's an anticipation of a need. And all this has taken them decades to perfect. You know, they currently sell over 4,000 products every minute, with over 55% of that is recommended through their AI database. Knowledge. Understanding their customer, anticipating a need, and satisfying that need with a product recommendation is 55% of all of Amazon's purchase online. And they have a database of over 350 million items. Can you imagine that scale and trying to reset this in the algorithms every 4 to 5 seconds? You know, these recommendations are all relative to Amazon's assets. And assets meaning that what they do is they actually recommend Prime Product, Prime Video, Amazon Fresh, Whole Foods. So that's their first algorithm, is to have all of these products, but to anticipate a need and to define what that need is, and first and foremost, recommend their core organic product or service to them, and then going secondarily to those other providers that are in their platform. So it's an interesting model with Amazon, but not many people understand the scale, the magnitude, but also the opportunity to understand how Amazon does this and to be able to apply it to your business. It's a great opportunity for everybody. And Google's another brand with an endless amount of consumer data, shopping analysis algorithms. So in addition to their interconnectivity with Google, it's an ongoing database set connecting products with consumers with over 25 billion data points through these algorithms. It's just crazy. So both Amazon and Google, along with a lot of other brands that we work with, capture how individuals exercise, how they work, how they play, how they interact, how they vacation, and other activities which define specific recommendations. And that's the key. Think of these data points, individuals, how they interact on a daily basis. Effectively, one word I use many times is lifestyle engagement. And that means selling a lifestyle. Yes, you're selling footwear, but footwear is a static product. There's footwear for football. There's shoes for run. There's shoes for soccer. There's shoes for baseball. There's all kinds of different types of footwear. But it's the lifestyle that you engage in while using that footwear that becomes the data point based on age, demographic, household income, whatever it happens to be. These are all data points you need to understand, and it happens to be that Amazon and Google have these data sets. And again, it's individuals, how they exercise, work, play, interact, vacation, and other activities which define these specific recommendations for product. So wherever you can find data points, in being able to proactively engage with consumers pre-purchase throughout their purchase cycle, we call it, that's one thing. The second thing, and the most successful brands on the planet actually engage, more importantly, post-purchase, rewards after purchase, having them and giving to their customers things that are value beyond product. For instance, again, going back to the marathoner, hey, I just purchased a pair of Nike marathon shoes, and I paid $250 for them. Well, then Nike immediately sends out information specific to marathoners to enhance their performance. So these are all things, there are data points pre and post purchase. Before it used to be on marketing, you would pre-purchase investment and then spit the customer out in the back end once they purchased them, moved on to the next customer. It is more important now in the loyalty curve, we call it post-purchase, to engage with your consumer, build value, and as a result, loyalty and long-term customer value for your brand. So when we look at these, you know, how do they capture this information? You know, the intent is to learn your customer preferences and offer what they may need before they know it or when they are looking. That's the key point of when you're trying to get data points and converting those from a click to an actual purchase. So how do these brands get started? You know, and how do you get started and stay ahead of that fast moving train? And there's a couple points that I looked at in working with brands and how we implement this process for them to stay ahead and to build this customer data knowledge base through digital marketing. And the first one we call is rich data, which rich data means is there's bad data, let's say poor data, and there's rich data. Okay. First is to understand it's not the amount of data you have, but the effective use of what you have, meaning that is it good data or is it bad data? Meaning, is it out of date or is it in date? Is it in sync with your current customer demographic or is it out of sync? You know, how valuable is the information you have? That's a question mark. You know, determine your customer needs and personalize it. That is rich data, meaning it's timely, specific to your customer demographic and lifestyle, and it's one that you can get in front of them offering a product or service beyond what they've already purchased to enhance loyalty. Rich data. Second thing is algorithms. And then people get afraid of this word algorithms. And just think of it as developing algorithms that personalize your brand's experience related to your consumer and your community, build trust, and offer value. So it follows in line with rich data. But the algorithms are the things that supply that rich data to your digital marketing. So make sure that you're developing these algorithms that personalize experience. The third is building trust. You know, as you continue to migrate data through algorithms, it's very important. We talk about trust and the misuse of data is making sure that you have pinpoint accuracy on what you're providing to your customers that is utilizing that data on a trustworthy basis, meaning that, and I use that analogy of the marathoner, that you're sending him soccer shoe information or information that doesn't relate to what his lifestyle is or her lifestyle is, because now you're just wasting their time and you don't understand their lifestyle. And by the way, you're not rewarding them for purchasing those $250 marathon running shoes. So you want to make sure these three are meshing with one another, and it creates an extremely powerful database that targets a personalization for your consumer and as a result, enhanced revenue for your brand. So again, rich data. First, understand it's not the amount of data you have, but the effective use of what you have. How valuable is the information you have? Is it timely? Determine your customer needs and personalize it. That's rich data. The second is algorithms, developing algorithms that personalize your brand experience related to your consumer and community, building trust and offering value. Third is building that trust. As you continue to migrate that data through algorithms, ensure you're careful to utilize the data to create a trusting, personalized experience with current customers or those who are not yet your customer. So in summary, you know, this data knowledge and digital marketing, we talk about it in my new book, The Visionary Brand, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands and brands that we work with, both big and small. You know, if you want to build this digital marketing engine, you must have a dynamic strategy. And I say dynamic meaning it's a fast moving train. So be dynamic, adapt, pivot where you have to. Make sure you have that rich data with algorithms that build trust, that can move with the changes in the digital marketing tools they create. So again, I understand it's not an easy task, but one you must adopt in order to succeed in your D2C channel going forward as a brand. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Realize you have a busy day and appreciate the time you take out each time in listening to our podcast. And if you find the information valuable, where we gain most of our listeners is through you. So if you wouldn't mind passing along the link to the Visionary Chronicles podcast to those who you think may benefit from what we're providing here, whether it be personally or professionally. We're available through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podbean, iHeart, any of those, they can find the Visionary Chronicles podcast. So again, we gain our followers through you, your support. So we appreciate you. We appreciate your time and look forward to the next episode of the Visionary Chronicles.